That was a chopping. Chopping's when he was farmer made a straight rope, and he had to cut out the width of the hole, and then leave one little stalk between each lick.
I see.
No, I don't do that anymore. And that was hard. That was work.
Yes, ma'am.
But the old farmer didn't know that. He didn't know that it would actually do better if there was at least two, and hurt three doesn't hurt. And they had better land than we do now because it wasn't worn out then. Now it's been being used and it's getting worn.
It's getting to be about your dinner time. We better stop there.
Okay, well, I don't have one handy.
Is that right?
But I will have them handy when I ever get things straight.
Is Vera a friend of yours?
She's the Negro woman that's helped me for better than 30 years.
I see.
And she'll do anything in the world for me. I could call her 12 o'clock tonight and she'd come to me.
Oh, that's nice.
But she down in Miller when she don't want to do.
Right. Oh, is that a tax?
No, I'll tell you what happened. When the man made out my income in the winter, it was a little different setup to what he'd been accustomed to, because you know I told you I'd given some of my stuff to the school in Georgia, and it was just something he didn't know how to handle. It's new to him. So he and this gentleman from Georgia, they worked out something. Well, all right. When he made out my income, he put what ought to have been over here in this line, he put it in a line below, which made it read all together. Then here came in a notice to me that I had sent in all that he said I owed. Lo and behold, here come in a notice from IRS that I owed another $378. And I went up to him, I says, Mr. What on earth? I'll never get rid of this stuff this away. And just look what's done. And he took it and he read it. And he says, there's nothing wrong except when I put this down, he put it down on a line it didn't belong on. He skipped the line that it ought to have been on. And he said, let me write to him. He said, don't you. I'll be the one. I'm the one that made the mistake. And he was very apologetic because he knows it's kind of hard for me to get around. And about having to have me running around. I said, well, Mr. just so I don't have to pay that $378, I don't want to have to pay that. Well, he says, I'll write to him. Well, I got a letter from him the other day that they had, a week or so ago, they had received notice that of the adjustment. And they had many adjustments to make, but in due time, we would hear from them. And I didn't know whether it was going to have another round with it or not. But in here, I see very plainly, balance due none. So now that's worth the lunch.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, that's worth everything. Now let me see this other one.
All right.
And I'll see what they're up to. Later date. Light out in here.
All right.
And then we'll go ahead.